Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon off of a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
This is Ahmad with Legal Intake Center.
Okay, hello. You can proceed with the transfer.
Fine now, thank you.
Hi, is this Nicole?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'm going to be your intake specialist today for a claim to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Now, this is a
Okay.
recorded line. Would you like to set up a claim today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Okay. And I may ask you some of the same questions that you were just asked, by the way, but I do have to double check and verify to make sure all the information is correct. So that being
Okay.
said, have you ever signed any documents with any law firms against any hair relaxer products?
No.
You never have. Okay. And was it you
No.
yourself who was using hair relaxer or someone you know?
No, me.
It was you. Okay. And this was within the last 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian. Thank you.
Of course, ovarian cancer. And how long ago was this diagnosis?
I got diagnosed in 2016, in June of 2016.
June of 2016. June 2016. Okay, got it. And about how long after that diagnosis did you start treatment?
About 2 months
About
in
2 months.
August of 2016.
Okay. Got it. So you started treatment the same year, 2 months afterwards. And how long did the treatment go for?
I did it for just like a year.
For about a year.
Yeah, for about a year.
I see. So up until maybe the middle of 2017. How are you doing now?
I got diagnosed cancer free in August of 2017. So I did it, yeah.
Oh,
So
really?
about a year I did.
Oh, wow. So it was actually removed from your system maybe a year later after you
I
started
had to
treatment.
have a hysterectomy though, yeah.
Oh, I
So
see.
they cut it out basically.
Was it a full hysterectomy or just partial?
No, it's complete.
It's complete. And how are you now?
It depends. If the weather is bad, sometimes I'm in pain.
Right. I see. So some days are worse than others, but it really does depend on the temperature
Right.
you're around and such. Well, I'm glad to hear that
Yeah.
you are cancer-free, though. It's blessed to hear.
Thank you.
Of course. Now, when it comes to this claim, you would be filing this for yourself. Do you remember back in 2016 what your doctor's name was, the one that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Dr. Rodriguez.
Dr. Rodriguez. Got it. Okay. And do you remember his first name?
There's a lady. She,
Oh, yeah.
oh, Dr. Zoe, 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 Dr. Zoe, Zoe
Zoe,
Rodriguez.
with a Z, correct? Like as in zebra?
Z, yeah.
Okay. Got that down. And do you remember what hospital that doctor was located at?
Yeah, Mount Sinai.
Can you say that once more?
Mount Sinai? I'm sorry.
It's okay. And how do you spell cyanide?
Sinai. Mount Sinai.
Oh, Sinai.
Sinai, yeah.
Sinai Hospital. Got it. Okay, I have that down here. And just to make sure, this is in California, correct?
No, this is in Brooklyn.
Okay, I'm trying to find the right address of this hospital. Sorry. You said it was in Brooklyn?
It's on Kings Highway. Yeah, it's in Brooklyn.
I see. Kings Highway 3201, New York. Got it. Okay. And do you by any chance have your doctor's phone number? It's completely fine if you don't.
No, I don't know
Okay.
her phone number offhand. I'm sorry.
That's completely fine. Okay. Were you born and raised in New York?
Yes.
Oh, Nice. I was born in New Jersey, but now I'm in California here.
Oh,
Okay.
wow.
Yeah, big move across the country.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the hair relaxer itself. Did you use any brand of hair relaxer more than four times in a single year before you were actually diagnosed?
I use African Pride mostly.
Mostly African Pride. And how many times in a year do you think you would use it?
I would say about like 9, 10 times.
9, 10 times a year. Okay, at most it would be 10 times then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
June 26, 1974.
1974. So June 26, 1974. And this is a bit of a random question I do have to ask. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No.
Got it. And so what year do you think was the first year you ever used a hair relaxer product?
Let's say about 2005.
Around 2005. Okay. And the last time you ever used it?
Well, it was 2016, when I started feeling crazy and losing my hair. So I stopped using the perm.
I see. How early into 2016 do you think that was that you started to feel those side effects before you went to the doctor?
I think like April.
In April. Okay, so about 2 months before you were actually diagnosed. And that's what took you to the hospital. Did you have an urgent care or do you just set up an appointment with your primary?
I was getting pain in my back and my pelvic area. And so I went to the doctor and then they told me, basically to go to a specialist. So,
Oh, I see. So I
yeah.
sent you straight to a specialist afterwards. Well, thank God they did. I'm glad you're able to get that diagnosis sooner than later, of course. And all of this was in New York.
Yes, in Brooklyn.
Okay. Got it. So it looks like you used hair relaxer for about 11 consecutive years. Does that sound correct? Okay. And you would use them about every month, every 2 months.
Yeah, my hand needs to touch up, but my hand needs to do a full relax, yeah.
Okay. And would you do it yourself or would you go to a salon?
And you could buy it in the box and just do it yourself at home.
Right. Okay. So you would buy it from the box. And it's okay if you don't have any of these, by the way, but do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I didn't keep them.
Okay. Yeah. They usually get thrown away regardless. Okay. And you said you used African Pride, right?
Yes.
Did you ever use Dark and Lovely or L'Oreal in general, olive oil?
No.
Okay, you stuck to that one box.
Yeah, I think I used Dark and Lovely like once maybe, but I didn't like it. So African Pride was really my go-to because it
Yeah.
was straight in my hair the way I wanted it to.
Yeah, they all affect hair differently as well, so it's usually a
Yeah,
matter of
because
finding the right one.
some are regular, some are super strength, and some, depending on your type of hair, it will straighten it more straighter than the other one. You wouldn't have to leave it in as long.
Oh, I
That's why I
see.
used to use African Pride. You didn't have to leave it in as long.
Right. And you don't want to leave it in too long as well because
Too
it's,
long, yeah,
yeah,
because exactly.
chemicals and the pain of it all. Okay, got it. Now, when it comes to your diagnosis, this happened 2 or more years after you first started using African Pride, correct? Regularly?
Yeah, because I got diagnosed in 2016, and I've been using this for how long?
Yeah,
Yeah,
11
I stopped,
years.
yeah.
Okay, got it. And was there ever a time period where you stopped in between those 11 years? Or
No.
you were just consistently, you had a routine and you
Yeah,
stayed? Okay.
because, yeah, if you stop, your hair break. So you
Oh,
have to
really?
keep using it so it could, yeah, you it's like a treatment. You have to keep using it for your hair to continuously look a certain way.
I see. And if you stop using it, then it just makes your hair not basically look good and
Yeah,
breaks apart
exactly.
smooth ends, all of that. Okay, got it. Yeah, that's the main reason why this lawsuit exists, mainly because they didn't disclose the products actually contain dangerous chemicals. So you get in this treatment routine and you're using it so many times a year.
Exactly.
Yeah. And on top of that, the boxes themselves say natural and nourishing on them. So, I mean,
exactly.
You can't even second guess it. And they still sell them, which is interesting at the very least. But
yeah, I haven't used Perm since 2016. I was like, to hell with that. I'm not using it any longer.
Yeah, and that same product that you used to use is still on the shelves right now. So, yeah, that's why the lawsuit exists, though. That's the way that these companies can actually take a hit, you know, so that they don't go through with sales. But we'll see how that goes. Okay, so your treatment came 2 months after your diagnosis, correct? And that was in August.
Yes.
What type of treatment did you go through? I know you had a hysterectomy. You first go through any chemo before that, or did they go straight to
I did chemo as well. No, I did chemo, and after that wasn't work, we did the complete hysterectomy. They gave me morphine, you know, medication.
Okay.
But thank God it's going so far, knock on wood.
They tried to save the hysterectomy in case the chemo didn't make the lumps go away, right?
Right.
I see. Do you remember how many cycles of chemo you went through? It's okay if not.
I can't remember the exact count, no.
It's okay. I'll just mark down that you did go through it, and then you had the hysterectomy after, and this was a full hysterectomy. Was it the same doctor that was by your side during diagnosis through treatment, Zoe Rodriguez?
Well, yes.
Okay. Got it. And I'd imagine for the chemo, you had a team helping you out as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All throughout the treatment process, did you stay at Mount Sinai?
Yeah, Mount Sinai. Mm-hmm.
Sinai. Okay. Got it. Now, questions about yourself. This is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your first name, that would be Nicole, Nicole.
Correct.
Okay. And your last name, Mitchell.
Yes, Mitchell.
Got it. Okay. And Nicole, do you have a middle name?
Renee, R-E-N-E-E.
R-E-N-E-E. Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. And what is your social?
1-2-4-5-6-1-6-8-4.
1-2-4-5-6-1-6-8-4.
Correct.
Okay. And
how come you guys need my social, though?
So this is so we're able to actually submit the claim through an attorney. The attorney is going to be able to give you a call after this application is submitted, and we can pull those medical records as well from the hospital with it. That's completely up to you, of course. You can get them yourself and supply them, whatever you're most comfortable with. Now, do you currently have health insurance?
No.
Okay, got it. And for your primary contact information, for your primary email, I should say, is NicoleMitchell499@yahoo.com the best email we can reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. And your primary phone number, I'm just going to confirm, 929-349-8729.
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mobile?
Yes. That's the only phone I have. I don't have a landline.
You don't have any landline. Okay. And do you work in the mornings, or are you unavailable at any time?
3 to 11 p.m. I'm unavailable.
You work 3 to 11 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. And so by 2 o'clock, I can't really, I have to be in transit to work. So I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And usually you're available at this time, this hour?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Is it okay if we give you texts, emails, phone calls?
All of the above, okay.
All of the above, got it. And what is your current address?
52 Bergen Beach Place, Brooklyn, New York.
652 Bergen Street.
No,
52.
52. Bergen Beach Place, Brooklyn, New York. 11234.
11234. Got it. And that's in Kings County?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Give me one second here. And when it comes to your address, is that an apartment or a house?
I have a house.
That's a house. Okay, got it. All right. And when it comes to your medical records, like I said before, the law firm can pull them for you, but do you have a copy yourself?
No, I don't. I could get them though, if you need
but
them.
You would be able to grab them. Okay. If you did have them, would you be able to email them?
When I get them, yes.
Right. Okay. I'll mark that off here. And my last question for you is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So in case we're unable to contact you, someone that you trust to continue your case.
Oh, no, I don't have an emergency contact.
That's okay. I'll mark it off here. I'll just go ahead and put your email down. So if we do need contact you in any way, we'll just send an email through. Okay. And I do want to confirm your address once more. The street number was 52, correct? And the street name was Bergen Street or Bergen?
Bergen, B-E-R-G-E-N.
Yep.
Bergen Beach.
Beach. Place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm still here. I'm sorry. I'm just marking off your address. I want to make sure this is correct. And the street number was 52, correct?
The house number is 52.
I see. And is there a street number?
No.
Oh, I see. I see. That's what I was getting confused on. Okay. All right, that should be everything here. Okay, give me one second here. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over. I'm just going to put you on hold for about a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Nicole, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hi, sorry for the long wait there. Sending you these documents over now. That was the entire application. So those were all the questions I had for you for the time being. Now you should receive these documents over in your email as well as your text messages here. So when you do receive those, you can go ahead and sign them on your own time after you read them. And what those are going to be the retainers for the attorney. So after you do sign them, the attorney will give you a call in the next, I would say 24 to 48 hours. So once you confirm your information with them, then your claim is submitted. That being said, though, that was the entire process. And I'll send you a text from my personal desk line now. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call or text as well, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Of course, I wish you the best.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.